We're here with Sal Palantonio of ESPN and talk about Tony Boselli and his Hall of Fame chances.
Yeah, I'm one of the selectors. I'm on the committee, one of the 48, and I'm a big, big, big supporter of Tony Boselli. To me, it's not about longevity. It's about greatness. It is the Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of Longevity. And I think he achieved true greatness at the position. I think he was a true dominant left tackle for his era. You know, he started more games than Ditka. He started more games than Dwight Stevenson. So those are two guys. Gale Sayers is another one. He started more games than Gale Sayers. All of them are in the Hall of Fame. We didn't talk about longevity with them. We talked about greatness. And I think Tony Boselli achieved greatness.
Does that get lost sometimes, I guess, because there's no stats, that he truly was one of the three or four best at that position maybe ever to play?
Well, as you know, I'm the host of the NFL Matchup Show on ESPN for 15 years. And one of the things by osmosis that I've been able to get from Ron Jaworski and Merrill Hodges to study film, and that's where you really study offensive and defensive linemen, where you can't really calibrate, you know, numerically what they are achieving. There's no box score necessarily, game in and game out. But you watch him. You watch him against Bruce Smith in that playoff game against the Buffalo Bills. Absolutely dominate him, dominating performance. You watch him against Derek Thomas, Jason Taylor. He never got help. Never got help. Never gave up more than one sack per game. I mean, when you have a consistent level of greatness like that, and it shows up on film study, and you got a coach like Tom Coughlin, of all people, Tom Coughlin, who's harder on anybody than any other coach, maybe than a Bill Parcells, and he says number 71 is going to, you know, he's my guy here. We don't have to worry about the position. We don't have to worry about sacks. That's pretty high praise to me. That goes a long way. He's got my vote, without a doubt.
It feels like a long time coming, but it also feels like the momentum is building. It's hard to say on this year, but it seems like the momentum is there, that he's got a good shot at some point in this short term.
Well, you know, the way things work is guys get slotted in and then they move up the depth chart,
right,
so to speak, within the Hall of Fame voting parameters. And some guys are just pyrotechnic. They show up like LaDainian Tomlinson this year, right? Probably a first ballot Hall of Famer, in all likelihood will be. But some guys have got to work their way into the group. But you don't want them to stay there too long. You want to act on them. And he happened to be behind like Orlando Pace. But, I mean, look at it on tape. I mean, Boselli was as good as Orlando Pace.